People who are worried about how they look may try dieting, exercise, corsets, plastic surgery, hair implants. Commentator Lenora Scanese has a simpler solution.
Still searching for the secret to happiness? Not to worry, I've found it. Get rid of your full-length mirror. Would you put up with a spouse who greeted you, "Yo, droopy," "Hey, Methuselah," or "Suck it in"? Of course not. So what are you doing with that big, unforgiving mirror? Ship it off to the Salvation Army and you'll feel as if a great weight has been lifted. Or at least as if a great weight is no longer staring back at you in your pajamas. Our family's full-length mirror got misplaced when we moved a couple years ago. I hadn't realized how lucky this was until recently when I was trying on clothes at one of those stores that thinks it's really doing you a favor by letting you examine yourself in your underwear from three different angles. Aye! Calling Wes Craven! What's really galling is that these shiny, silvery mirrors are a relatively recent invention. 3,000 blessed years ago, the only mirrors around were polished slabs of obsidian, the equivalent of gazing into a Teflon pan. Then came polished slabs of metal, which were still pretty vague and small. But once Louis XIV decided to decorate Versailles with a whole hall of huge mirrors, suddenly everyone who was anyone wanted to see themselves reflected wig to toe. The question remains, why? With the exception of Natalie Wood in West Side Story, no one has ever looked into a full-length mirror and burst into a song of cheery self-approbation. No. More often you'll be walking through a department store, catch sight of someone who's much older and schlubbier than you, only to realize it is you. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the most bummed out of all? Oh well, even if you can't avoid all the mirrors hanging in public places, you can do your self-image a favor and get rid of the one on your bathroom door. Or, at the very least, replace it with a nice slab of polished obsidian.
Lenora Scanese is a columnist for the New York Daily News.